We're going to bring in Bill Simonson, whose feelings were hurt this week by Kelly Stafford. She wrecked him. And I want to hear his take about how she hurt him. It was been a horrible week for the Bill. Feelings hurt by a 30-year-old lady with four kids across the country. Her words hurt him. Every time I turned on the radio on Monday, he was outraged with discontent, going on and on and on about how dare she say that her husband is enjoying playing football again. I mean, and Bill was he put his foot down and he lit into her. So I'm gonna bring him in 1 minute to. Get more of that. Bill's a busy man. He's got a full day of things, probably $1 million deals being cut with Marty Bleuer and other big sponsors that no doubt he's courting right now. So just so you know, this is a daily show where I discuss news, nonsense, and my personal adventures. Right here in the back alley. I'm sorry, right here in the Baldwin Ace Hardware Fear Bunker Studio. We have a lot to get to today, and I see that he is ready, and we are going to bring in, ladies and gentlemen, the one and only Bill Simonson. Bill, welcome to the show. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing good. We'll get to Kelly Stafford, because I thought the photo you posted of her and Matthew and their children, and then me with the Lions hat yelling on one of my Facebook Live post-game Lion broadcast from last year. I laughed out loud when I saw that. That is so zane. Here's the loving family, and here's the irate sports talk show host who had to pay for his Lions hat. So we'll get to that in a moment, because you know what? I got ammo to back up everything, and if she does a podcast and she talks football, it's fair game, okay? I didn't attack somebody's wife who is, or family member who's behind the scenes. I don't go there, but she went with the Facebook. She's all in love with L.A. and just crapped on Detroit. So, you know, this Matthew Stafford love fest. Yeah, I'll get to the what I think is a digital imposter on that radio station thing with you, but I'll just tell you this right now.
Yeah, well, that is weird. That is very strange.
No, I think someone is like recording your stuff, and then they digitally can. There's so much you can do.
Right.
I'll tell you what I'm thinking in a minute, but I want to just end the Stafford conversation in that not his wife, not her morning after or morning sex after, whatever it's called, the podcast.
Yeah,
is that, you know, the Lions fans in the last 24 hours just confirmed my outrage going back to when Stafford asked to be let out of his deal, traded, done in Detroit, wanted out, wanted to go to a champion, or hopefully go to a championship-type franchise. You know, that bothered me. And then people are piling on Goff, and I'm like, he's not that bad. So I've always defended Goff. But what's interesting is that since Sunday, and it was great, your tweets during the game, what's this? What's this? What's this? I mean, typical Zane piling on that I love. But at the end of the game, when you look at his stats, 6th in passing on Sunday in the NFL, when you look at some of the record set completions by any quarterback in their first game with the new team records, but it was junk yardage. It was when the game was 38-10, but that's how Matt Stafford made his living. So all the fans that build up Stafford in Detroit on his junk time yardage and his junk time TDs and his 8-67 record, or 7-68 against teams that finish 500 or over, they're now ripping Goff
okay.
junk yardage, yet they're still trumpeting Stafford.
Well, the thing is, I would say that anybody who junkyards Goff or says bad things about Goff is misguided. I wouldn't agree. I agree with you. I think Jared Goff is the jury is still out, and he'll probably do very well, provided he isn't killed by people smashing him. But to me, the most important thing is what's happening now. And you can throw all that other stuff out the window, in my opinion. And, you know, at the end of the day, Matt Stafford had a stellar performance in that first game.
It was the Bears. He threw for more yardage in a Lions uniform against the Bears last year. It's the Bears.
Like I said,
he didn't beat Brady. He beat the Bears.
Well, you gotta beat them when they're in front of you. He did, and he did it well.
Are you new Rockney now? You gotta beat them when they're in front of you.
The three touchdowns, no interceptions, 76.2 completion percentage. You still got to complete the passes. It's not like the Bears are blind or they have no legs. I mean, these are NFL players.
Hi, everybody. I'm Al Michaels with Chris Collinsworth and Eric Zane. Tonight, the Bears are taking on Matt Stafford in his debut. The Bears start 10 guys who are blind with no legs.
Okay. So now, at the end of the day, I have one point in the column about the huge Eric Zane speedo bet, and you haven't now you have to go 7-9 the rest of the year in order to win the bet.
No, the bet was the over under was 5.5.
Well, if it's 6, it's a wash.
No, it's not a wash. You got under 5.5.
Well, how do you win 5.5 football games?
You got 5. If it's 6, that's over 5.5. That was our bet. I got 6. You got 5 and under.
No, I'm gonna
6 and over.
No, I'm gonna get you the audio, and I'll send you what you agreed to.
No, you get the audio. Look at you. You're getting nervous on.
No,
the
I'm
bet.
Not. I told you. I said 6 games. It's a wash, and you said I'll take that bet.
6 games. It's a wash. You better get the audio that I agreed to. That.
I why, do. Why I got looking, the.
Why am I looking like Jesus right now with this sunlight?
Because sunlight lights faces. So, Bill, can you take me through what is going on with this? I just got that audio from Chris, the listener, and I want to stop the podcast and go address this with whoever I need to address this with.
You know, I was talking with there's a lot of buzz in the radio business in Grand Rapids that your old show may have like digitized your voice, and somehow with a computer program and audio, they almost can fake your voice like on a harmonizer with all the equipment we have now. That's what I think it is. I really do.
See,
I think somebody has a piece of equipment, because that's not totally you, because that sounds like somebody who like had marble surgically put into their mouth.
Okay.
And that's not you, because you're good, you're fluid, you're smooth, you got a big league, big market voice. Wow. That sounds, without getting too technical for the audience, it sounds like a processed type voice, which means I think somebody has figured out a pitch and a range, and then they enter like your voice from a podcast or, well, Facebook, you've been banned. I mean, you're borderline your own Australia right now on an island. What's going on with that?
I told somebody I want to strangle them. That's a big no-no.
Oh, okay. Well, that's okay. Let's just let the Taliban have a Facebook account. That's good. Okay. Eric says, I'm going to strangle you, which is, you know, not, you know, you don't mean it.
No.
But by the way, go to the Taliban at www on the World Wide Web, thetaliban.net.
Okay.
So I think somebody, and it's going to be somebody in radio that you worked with. It's not me, because I don't do that stuff. So I'm thinking it's your old show.
Yeah, but then somebody had to have done something at iHeart. I mean, this is iHeart related. That somebody either. Now, I was talking about the proprietary technology, AI, and I don't know if it, because I used to be on 101.3 when it was The Brew, and I, you know, and then there's also the possibility there might just be a guy there that sounds just like me.
You know, I was trying to think, I've been there, 2 weeks at 96.1 The Game, the new flagship for the Huge Show, weekdays at 3. You know, a lot of people, because of the pandemic, COVID, budget cuts, basically, most radio stations now look like Chernobyl, the HBO series. or Chernobyl. Chernobyl.
Chernobyl. Chernobyl. I was like, what is that? Is that a new one?
Is that a Richard Gere movie about a gerbil? Chernobyl? Chernobyl.
You know.
Hey, how you doing? You know, what happened to radiation in Chernobyl?
I know this. I think a lot of these radio companies have people from out of town voice track. Like, you, if you're in Grand Rapids, sometimes on the air because of limited budgets, they'll have so-and-so from Washington, D.C. voice track.
Yes. So, you know, here, and you know, Eric, in our business, a lot of people listen to each other. That's a great point, because they have a remote tracking studio about two studios down from our huge studio now, which is 96.1 The Game Studios. And they have a remote tracking. And I will say, Eric, that I'm going to say last Thursday, I thought I heard your voice, and then I walked down and I looked, and there were two people in there that, and again, because I'm new, I've been at, you know, I was at Cumulus for what, almost 20 years.
Right.
And I didn't know them. I didn't say anything. And I just was looking for like Mark and Rich, the engineers, and I waved. And then they, you know, again, I get defensive when people like laugh, like when I walk away, and they kind of giggled. And then I told Superfly, Brett Hayes, old Lurch with your old show. And I said, who are those guys? He says, I don't know. And then, so, you know, here's my guess. I'm going to give you my guess on how it's iHeart. I think somebody who used to work for Town Square in your old show, I think somebody could have literally, it could be a stunt that they're filming, watching, that they'll release. Like once it's out and you know what's going on.
Wow.
That, you know, how easy it would be for someone with radio experience to say you want to be a part-time jock, you want to be a part-time producer. It's really easy. So they could have somebody who's an intern that iHeart wouldn't even know, and he's a plant, and I'm telling you, they're harmonizing your voice. You know, it's easy for people to, you know, duplicate voices with the pitch control, and they practice, and these guys would think it's funny because it sounds like what your old show, the way they ripped me, which they still think about me, which I'm happy to be on 96.1 The Game. Yeah, they can make fun of my old FM signal. Go ahead, guys.
Freebird called you an asshole. I played you that clip about 2 weeks. Remember that? He called you an asshole on the air, or on his little podcast he does after the show ends. Can you believe that? He called you an asshole, Bill.
You know what? He's
never even met you before.
No, that's a compliment based on what people say to me.
Well, listen, I don't know.
I'm going to look into. Here's what I'm going to do, because I'll be in there later this afternoon, and it was Thursday last week. So if someone usually comes in to record their weekend, their week of voice tracking, which is or if they're remote and they're doing it,
right?
You know, I'm going to try. I'm going to try, if they're in there, I'll casually have my phone with me and maybe at least try and get audio and try and, because they don't know, no one really knows me there at iHeart too much, because I'm, you know, 13 shows in 2 weeks, 2.5 weeks. So I can play dumb.
Okay.
And I don't think the people at iHeart know the unbelievable loving relationship we have when you post pictures of Stafford, his wife, and his little kids, and here's Dr. Evil Bill Simonson.
American Giant makes great clothing, sweatshirts, jeans, and more right here in the U.S. Visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code STAPLE20.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
I'm glad you brought that back up because I need a prediction. Detroit travels to Green Bay this week, Bill. Now, the Lions fall against San Francisco, and they lost Jeff Okuda. Well, I don't know if that's a huge loss. I don't know how great that guy has been, but all right. The Lions. I will say this. I'm not even mad at them. I will say that even though it was kind of a make-a-wish time for the Lions in the second half of that game, they did look like they were improving. The run game, those running backs did spectacular in that game.
I got to tell you something, Eric. I don't know if it's more time on your hands. I don't know if you guys got new pets, but your knowledge of sports this fall is at an all-time high. I mean, you're like... I'm very impressed with some of your tweets. The two or three football based video podcasts we've done. I mean,
you're spot on.
Hey, you know, here's what we that I didn't take in consideration, and this is my bad, that all these players are in a new system, offense, defense, and I will say about midway third quarter when they're down 38-10, because I will tell you, Eric, and this is when they are just that first half and the pick six and they score again and I know what's coming and I'm just getting hammered on Twitter and here you come with the personal text, which we can't really repeat on air. Here you come with the tweets and you are just piling on. And when they're coming back and it's 41-33, Eric, oh my God, I'm sitting there watching the game and I'm going, Lord Jesus, if they tie this up and win it, you can take me right now. You can take me right now. You can take, because you are the king, and this is why I love you. You are the king of, you know, the right time to just jab, turn it, the knife slowly, and then you have the heart afterwards to go, you know, it's not that bad, and I'll help stitch it up, okay?
Yeah, yeah. That's who do you like then? Detroit or Green Bay?
I like the Lions. I actually think Aaron Rodgers looks like he doesn't want to be there. I think the team, based on what Rodgers did that whole offseason, not showing up for anything, I don't think the majority of that team really wants to play for Rodgers. Lions are going to go to Lambeau. I think they did find something that last quarter and a half, and I believe that they will win that game 31-28.
All right. 31-28. And then the other thing I want to ask you, and then we'll close. I know you're busy. The Rams travel to the Colts.
Matt Stafford, 3 interceptions, 227 yards. He'll be 21 of 35. Rams will lose 24-21.
All right, you heard it right there. Bet accordingly. If you have a gambling problem, please call the Michigan Gambling Helpline.
Nah, you can go to, you know what? Use code HUGE on the DraftKings Sportsbook app. You bet $1 on a football game this week, you'll get $200 in free bets. That's what you need to do.
Hey, I got to run something by you real quick. One last thing. There's a gentleman his name is Joey Williamson, and he saw that you're on here, and he's saying terrible things about you. And I said to him, because I know in person, I go, why in the world? What kind of problem would you have with Bill? And I'm gonna nip this in the bud right now. And he goes, well, one day I went up to him and I told him my story and he didn't say a word to me and he turned around and walked away and he hurt my feelings. So what do you see? Look at he wrote, oh geez, you have fucking Huge on. I can go back to bed. And then everybody said, what's wrong with you? And then he said, oh, I don't like arrogant pricks. And then he even said, bring back Big Drew and Jim. So this guy, you hurt this man's feelings, Bill. What do you, you did something to him, Bill. And I think he has misjudged you.
Well, you know what? I'm seeing, I'm reading some of those comments now. I actually didn't know there were comments till you just brought it up. Is that, I'm gonna look at the comments. There are some people that I don't know why, and if he came up to me, I've never dissed anybody unless they were rude to me. If they're rude to me, I don't give them, I'll walk away because I just don't want to punch somebody in the face and then kick them in the nuts. But I don't engage people. I did when I first started. I used to challenge, 30 years ago, well, it'd be 27 when I'm in Tulsa, I would challenge listeners to fight me in the parking lot of a sports bar.
I did that too.
That was, Yeah, that was not exactly great radio back then, but I was just beginning.
Disagree.
My journey. It might be good radio, especially with camera phones and social networks now. They weren't there then. I think Joey just if Joey comes up to me next time, I'll hear what was his story. Was it about an animal, a girlfriend?
I'm not sure. I think he. No, I don't think so. I think he had aspirations to be behind a microphone.
Okay.
And, he's had.
I've seen those kids. Wow. Okay. I have told. Okay. I will say I've been very honest with some people, like, you don't have an effing chance of ever getting behind a mic.
That's terrible, Bill. We all sound like we.
I'm
all
not saying
like-
Joey. I'm not saying Joey. I don't remember who he is. I'll tell you what. If Joey wants to send me audio on, he can do it on Facebook Messenger. Or he can do it on DM on @HugeShow on Twitter. If he sends me audio, I do this for a lot of aspiring broadcasters. We'll say, "What do you think?" And I'll be honest with him, and I'll say. The only microphone you're going to be on is probably at Mr. Burger or McDonald's on Northland Drive in Grand Rapids. Okay. I'm honest.
Okay.
Why is Joey mad?
I don't know. This is what I did.
A bunch of comments.
Yeah. This is what I did. I just sent him a link, and if he clicks on it, he can be in here right now with us. All he has to do is do what you did, and then he can explain himself. And then you can.
He can lie. What if he says he caught me with his girlfriend or wife?
I think this would be fantastic to air this shit out now. If he's so big, I mean,
who the hell are you, Jerry Springer?
Well, here's the deal. He's all big and tough behind a keyboard. This is his opportunity to look you in the face and say, Bill Simonson, I hope you choke. Just like that old lady said, that sounded like a dude.
I'm trying to think. Where's Joey?
He's he runs an organization of a blog called Hollywood's World of Sports. He likes the New York Yankees.
I've been supportive of him. If he came up to me and I'm busy, like let's say I'm at a remote and I got to jump back on the show, right?
Right.
Sometimes I do turn quick, put up a hand because I'm coming back live on air.
I don't know. I have no idea.
Joey actually, he's like halfway there on the talent scale.
He's definitely sensitive. This is all I'll say. He said he writes, hang on, which means he's going to click. Do you have a minute, Bill? I don't want to.
No, I don't have. I'm not doing it because of Joey.
Okay. Next week.
Next week, you can bring Joey in.
Okay.
And we'll do Thursday next week at 8:10.
Okay.
You can bring Joey. Matter of fact, you can line up. You can line up Joey because our Hollywood World of Sports. I think I remember he came up to me at a remote. I was busy, and I was telling people, do you know who the F I am?
Well, you see, that's the problem right there, Bill.
No, I probably was getting – sometimes if I'm coming back on air and people are talking, I put the hand up because I got to talk to the 20 affiliates.
Oh. Right? Okay, this is what we'll do. Every Thursday we will do –
We're not doing healing with Zane, okay?
We're going to do with Bill Simonson airing of the...
Oh, my God, hold on. Let me line up people you can med fences with. That
sure.
Damn line
there you go.
Will be from here to Kabul.
It is the Bill airing of the grievances segment.
Oh, God. I want to host the following Thursday on this video stream people who have an issue with Eric.
Okay, fine. You get your big fish. I'll get my big fish. You have a great day.
Joey Williamson just got more publicity than his blog will ever get.
That's true. That is true.
So,
all right.
I have no issue. I have no issue with anybody. I really don't, except for Stafford and his wife.
Okay. Well, I'll be watching the games with be thinking about you the whole time.
No, you are. You are just – you're loving this because if they don't get a W every time – my odds grow lower, and they don't get a W, and you're gonna love it. You're gonna eat it up. Is this Joey?
Yeah, it is. Joey,
who the hell is it? I don't remember him.
Yeah.
You wouldn't remember me. It's about 11 years ago.
All right. Well, what did he do?
So
I got.
Okay. I like 2 minutes. Hurry up.
I was in college. We were both at Craig's Cruisers for when Kyle Busch was in town. And I was like, okay, Huge is here. He's not doing radio. He's just here hanging out. Okay. I wanted to
was
come
that with my kids?
Yes.
Okay. All right, go ahead.
And I wanted to come up and introduce myself because I was currently in college for journalism.
All right, hurry up. Get to the details. We don't care about the backstory. Just get to the meat.
I just went up to you and wanted to ask you advice, and you just kind of blew me off, and I'm like, okay. Not
what's the advice you want right now? What advice doesn't matter.
I mean, it doesn't matter now. It's 11 years ago.
He goes, what advice do you want now? What an asshole.
Eric, you can stick it where the sun doesn't shine. Joey, I have no issues with you. I hope your broadcasting career, your blogging career, your world of sports, I think I've actually retweeted or shared some of your stuff.
Okay. Fair enough.
Oh, he's still hurt. He's still fair enough. Hurt.
Joey, Joey, you know what?
You got to forgive him, Joey.
The next thing you tweet, I will retweet it if it's pertinent and relevant. Okay?
Fair enough.
Okay.
There you go, Joey. And if I did offend you, unlike Eric Zane, I'm willing to apologize. If my kids were there, they could have been driving me nuts, and they were young. If it's 11 years ago, they were 5, 4, and 3. Okay. So if they were with me at Craig's Cruisers, that's like walking into probably a Middle East prison riot. So I apologize.
Okay. Fair enough. There you go, Joey.
And there you go. I, how about
it's
that,
fixed.
Eric? I apologize.
It's freaking that's beautiful. I love it. I think this is fantastic.
Eric, who are you apologizing to? Let's start that list with the comments.
You know what? I love it. You go ahead and get somebody I've alienated and let me know, and I'll bring him in here. Go ahead and call.
That's going to be tougher than getting everybody out of Afghanistan.
Yes, you go ahead. Reach out to one of your allies at Cumulus and bring them in here, and I will apologize on the podcast.
You know what? I think I want to get one of the members of Free Beer and Hot Wings to come up.
Oh, they hate you.
Not as much as they hate you, Joey.
All right. I'm gonna cut you loose. Okay.
All right, brother.
Joey,
all right,
thank you, buddy. There you go, Eric.
There you go. That was good. It was perfect, Bill. Thank you.
No, you know what? I sometimes will say, I brought my kids to some of my remotes and events. And if my kids are getting crazy, man, I don't, they're more focused than trying to corral my kids. So if I offended anybody, I'm sorry, but
there you go.
I'm cool with it. And that was awesome. Joey seems like a good guy. See, you know what? He cleansed his soul today.
He is. He's a wonderful soul. I love him very much. Bill, I know you're busy.
Get Kelly and Matt Stafford on the show next Thursday.
Okay, I will try. Bill, I know you're busy. I know you got to hit the green. And tee off. So, you know.
I love you, Eric. That was good. That really was. Thank you. And God bless the Eric Zane Show podcast.
All right. Thank you, buddy. God bless. I'll check you out on your show. Thank you, Joey. That was spectacular.